Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, February 27th. You'll be interested to know. 73 years ago, today in 1951, the 22nd Amendment, which effectively limited the number of terms a United States president may serve to two, was ratified, marking a significant change in presidential tenure in American political history. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Thursday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest high sets, light offshore winds, and glassy conditions. Waves hold around 3 to 4 feet through midday, gradually dropping to 2 to 4 feet in the afternoon. Winds shift onshore by 3 p.m., picking up to 10 to 15 mile per hour, making conditions fair. Expect waist to stomach high sets as the day progresses. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 3-foot incoming mid-tide, when the west swell is 3 feet at 14 seconds and the sideshore wind is 0 mile per hour. The first high tide Thursday will be 6 foot at 8:15 a.m. with a minus 1 foot low tide at 3. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. Friday through Sunday will see consistent wave heights ranging from 4 to 6 feet, with occasional head-high sets on Sunday. Mornings will offer clean conditions, thanks to light offshore winds, while afternoons will shift to choppy surf as winds turn onshore at 10 to 15 mile per hour. Expect a gradual decline in wave quality by late Sunday evening, with conditions remaining manageable. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 43 degrees with 24 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early, but that should clear up by mid-morning, leaving us with mostly sunny skies and a high around 68 with a gentle breeze. Tonight, expect patchy fog again after 10, mostly cloudy skies, and a low of 53 with light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog early Friday, then partly sunny skies with a high near 60. A slight chance of rain showers returns Friday night, with mostly cloudy skies and lows around 52. Saturday brings a chance of rain showers with partly sunny skies and a high near 58. Rain showers are likely Saturday night and into Sunday, which will also see a high near 57. Expect mostly cloudy skies and lows in the low 50s throughout the weekend and into Monday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the San Diego City Council has passed an important ordinance requiring operators of live events to ensure that workers at city-owned facilities and parks complete standardized safety training. Councilman Raul Campillo, who authored the ordinance, stated that it will take effect on July 1, 2025. Workers involved in advanced tasks, such as setting up stages and operating powered equipment, must complete safety training, OSHA courses, and obtain industry certifications. Campillo emphasized, all workers deserve to know that they will come home safe and sound. This ordinance is a significant step for the health and safety of live event workers in San Diego. Now on to sports. The NFL Players Association has released its team report cards for the 2024 season, revealing significant improvements in working conditions across the league. The Los Angeles Chargers, Atlanta Falcons, and Washington Commanders made notable strides, with the Chargers jumping from 30th to 5th place. Overall, NFL teams improved their grades by an average of 3.5 points, reflecting a 41% increase in A grades. NFL Players Association Chief Strategy Officer J.C. Treader praised efforts to enhance player accommodations, highlighting changes made by owners like Josh Harris of the Commanders, who transformed their facilities with small but impactful upgrades. In local sports, last night, the Kings fell just short against the Canucks, losing 3-2 in the City of Angels. Adrian Kempe and Warren Fogle sparked hope with third-period goals. However, Connor Garland's overtime winner sealed it for Vancouver. The Kings now stand at 31-17-8 for the season. Saturday night, the Kings take on the Blues in St. Louis. Tonight, the surging Lakers, with a 35-21 record, host the Minnesota Timberwolves at Crypto.com Arena. The Lakers aim to extend their 3-game win streak. LeBron is day-to-day, potentially impacting the game. Minnesota, standing at 32-27, will look to Anthony Edwards, averaging 27.5 points per game. In top news, Paramount is rolling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies to align with the Trump administration's new mandates. The company announced these changes while seeking Federal Communications Commission approval for its merger with Skydance. In a memo, co-CEOs George Cheeks, Chris McCarthy, and Brian Robbins stated, "Some of our policies must change to comply with these new mandates." Paramount will no longer set aspirational numerical goals related to race, ethnicity, sex, or gender. These changes mirror similar actions at Disney and Amazon amid ongoing legal issues involving Trump and CBS News. In business news, in the world of artificial intelligence, Abu Dhabi's Sheikh Tanoun bin Zayed Al Nahyan, often referred to as the Spy Sheikh, is making waves with his substantial wealth, estimated at over $1 trillion. As the United Arab Emirates' national security advisor, he is determined to position his emirate at the forefront of AI development. Recently, he has engaged with prominent figures like Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk, while establishing the MGX Fund, which will receive over $50 billion for AI initiatives. Despite the risks in the current market, Tanoun's vision aims to transform the UAE into a global AI hub, reshaping its economic future. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 5% to $85,000. Ethereum is down 7% to just over $2,300. And GOATSE's Maximus is up 7% to 9 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have made significant progress in synthesizing lonsdaleite, the hardest naturally occurring mineral, which is even tougher than diamonds. First identified in 1967 in a meteorite, Lonsdaleite requires extreme heat and pressure to form, making it rare on Earth. A recent study published in the journal Nature Materials highlights advancements in producing Lonsdaleite with minimal graphite in diamonds. This new method uses high pressure and high temperature while aligning graphite layers, enhancing its unique properties. While not yet at an industrial scale, this breakthrough could lead to insights into exotic materials and their applications. Entertainment news. Technicolor Group, the French visual effects company known for projects like Dune and Severance, is winding down operations, placing thousands of jobs at risk. After failing to secure new investment, CEO Carolyn Purov cited COVID-19-era setbacks and the 2023 writer's strike as sources of severe cash flow pressures. Technicolor has petitioned the Paris Commercial Court for receivership proceedings, aiming for orderly protection and business continuity. This comes amid WARN notices for potential mass layoffs in the United States and a recent move in the United Kingdom to file for administration. The company has faced financial struggles since its separation from Vantiva. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American civil rights leader, Martin Luther King Jr. And he said, "Love is the only force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.